Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Sounds like somebody's getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. And yes, it is the weekend before Gobble Day. And hope everybody's having a great one. Hunting seasons are wide open.
You betcha.
And I know that many of you all are out looking for the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe to give you some insight as to whether or not that really is a big one.
Right.
Or where big ones come from.
Or where the term ground shrinkage comes from.
Possibly.
Right, yes.
We got our friend Justin Spring, Boone and Crockett Club's director of Big Game Records. You know, just phenomenal organization. This is where conservation started.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
But we're going to be getting with Justin to visit. We've got some interesting news coming your way. Everybody exhale and continue to breathe in and out as things continue. So big show headed your way. So y'all remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Yes, this is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And the beat goes on, folks. Here we are. Thank goodness we've got hunting seasons and the Indian summer in Texas continues.
Yes, it's crazy weather.
It's mild. Fishing has been absolutely phenomenal. We'll talk more about that later in the program. But You went to El Rancho Gunn and you some pig slaying
last
or
weekend,
your buddies
yeah,
did?
We got two pigs, a nice 8-point, a couple of varmints, crazy weather, in the stand Saturday morning, 65.
Right.
then a heck of a breeze whipped up. I'm glad I had a jacket with me, though. I had a breeze out of the south, looked like it was going to rain, it didn't. But it was great, everything was healthy, and it all looks really good. And, of course, the hill country, the second weekend of deer season, but it was, like 5 o'clock traffic in a big city around Llano and Mason.
Well, we need some rain. I tell you what, the state is getting getting dry, mm-hmm. and everybody needs to be feeding fortified cottonseed. Let me tell
Absolutely.
You the fall forbs have not come like we expected, and whatever mass crop may or may not have been seemed to have been vacuumed up by critters already. You know, eventually it's going to get cooler. I don't know that it's going to get that cool looking ahead at the...
What does your almanac say?
Well, basically it says that it's going to be a mild and fairly dry winter.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, though nighttime temperatures are dropping down, daytime temperatures, of course, will as well. And that cooler temperature means it's time to be, for Texas Parks and Wildlife, to stock rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They plan to stock a total of 332,188. And yes, Harold, they do have a guy assigned that actually counts.
Counts. Right, one, okay.
That begins November 25th and runs through March 5th.
Tell you where they do that.
Yeah, neighborhood ponds. You can go to TPWD's website, tpwd.texas.gov, and get the stocking dates and locations.
Uh-huh.
Goose Island, finally, State Park has reopened following Hurricane Harvey more than 3 years ago. And it's got a new pier, bayfront area, bayfront campsites that are open to the public. So, you know, it's pretty neat area right there on Blackjack Point Peninsula. And ought to check them out. It great place. Glad to see them back and running. Hunters are also reminded to report their harvest during the upcoming antlerless season. That will be going on November 26th through the 29th. Check your outdoor annual to see if your county is included, and then you can report it on the outdoor annual app.
Okay.
Numbers.
Yes.
We're still dealing with post-election or whatever it is we're dealing with. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the state of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting, the information that is coming out. But part of what those of us that hunt and believe in the Second Amendment and the Constitution believe is Georgia has got to come through, and we need to win.
Yeah. How much money do you think Bloomberg's going to throw at the Democrats in Georgia?
You know, quite honestly, I hope he throws a bunch of it because he hadn't bet right yet so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lost a bunch.
Yeah, look who the backers are, friends.
Yeah. But the National Shooting Sports Foundation, I don't know if you saw this or not, released recently, actually this week, their firearms production report to their members. In 2018, there was 11.4 million total firearms produced or imported into the United States, less exported firearms. Approximately one half or 48% of all rifles produced and imported in 2018 were modern sporting rifles.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Since 1990, there's an estimated 19.8 million modern sporting rifles in circulation today.
Mm-hmm.
That's a few.
Yes, it is.
An interim 2019 estimate showed a total of 6 million total firearms produced in the United States. Of those, 3.6 were pistols and revolvers, 2 million were rifles, and 480,000 were shotguns. In 2019, there were approximately 3.3 million firearms imported into the United States. That included 2.3 million pistols and revolvers, 301,000 rifles, and 678,000. And from 91 to 2019, nearly 214 million firearms have been made available in the U.S. market. Mm. And where is the one that I really wanted to bring up? Firearm and ammunition manufacturers account for nearly 12,000 employees, producing over $3.9 billion in goods shipped in 2018.
Uh-huh.
An estimated 8.7 billion rounds of all calibers and gauges were produced in 2018 for the U.S. market. So, with that information, how in the hell are they going to try to shut down the Second Amendment? How are they going to try to get that out of circulation if the Democrats decide, you know, that that's the route that they're going to go? How in the world are they going to, you know, say as I do, but don't do as I do, as we're seeing in many instances?
All right, let me shake your hand. I got two bodyguards in the way here. Let me, Give me your money now. Give me your vote.
Absolutely.
Here, I have some fun figures here.
Okay.
From our friends at American Handgunner.
Mm-hmm.
68. That's the percentage. So that means 68% of U.S. adults feeling fake news is more of a problem than sexism, racism, illegals, or terrorism.
Hey, can I vote too?
There you go. 10 million archers in the U.S. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
22 million today, and a third are women.
Ooh.
Okay. 500 working spacecraft in orbit. I mean, they come up with some wild stuff. 1 millimeter. That is a paint ship in orbit going 22,000 miles an hour.
Mm.
You know, I up there, I'm going to say duck, you know, the space station. But 22 long rifle generates the same impact force as that paint ship.
Wow.
$66. Advertised price of surplus GI 30 caliber carbines in 1963.
How much?
$66.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's equivalent to $560 a day. Still a good
deal. Still a good deal.
Yeah, still a good deal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Mm. All right, while you all ponder that, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold has been electric or running fuel.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. And let me tell you right now.
Yes?
If you're going to be hunting, you're going to be at the lease. You're going to be doing your thing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Harold and I keep asking you, what are you going to do at night? And you said at El Rancho Gunn, y'all thumped a pig at night.
Yes, indeed.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Harold was showing off his new, some of the new equipment that he's using. And, you know, Third Coast Thermal, they can help you with, you know, quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They've vetted the products that they're selling so that your investment is a sound one. Third Coast Thermal, you know, they'll ship to customers all around the United States and will ship to your location for free. And if you really want to get into it, go, I don't know anything about it, but my buddies,
yeah,
you know, my friends, you know, I think it'd be pretty neat to do.
Yeah, very neat.
It is.
Yeah.
And there's,
and you can also talk budget with them, too, and they can help you because they got such a broad line of products.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
You just need to give them a call and visit with them and see what works for you. It may be thermal, maybe night vision, maybe a little of both. Visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Well, with that wonderful, adaptable, modern sporting rifle, you've got so many rails, you could put, you know, thermal on one side and night vision on the other side. Just tilt it, depending on which way you want to shoot it.
I can hear Kerry O'Day at MG Arms going, you took my light rifle and did what to
yeah,
it?
Right. Yeah, right. Ta-da! Anyway, check in the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, are rated as good ones. Tuesday slips to fair. Wednesday and Thursday plunge to poor. So, you know, you're going to be around the house having those Thanksgiving goodies anyway. Friday's another fair day, though. Then after you've digested, next Saturday and Sunday are two good ones. This weekend on Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continue to feed until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, look for game to be most active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Sunday, November the 21st, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. This Sunday will have a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Monday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low each day.
All right, on the coast, we talk about the Indian summer, but there are still fronts moving in, even though it may not drop the air temperature significantly. There's still a wind change, mm-hmm. a wind direction change, and that pushes water out of the back lakes and marsh areas and pushes the bait that's there. Bird activity has been phenomenal over on Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, the entire Galveston Bay complex, all the way down to East Matagorda. Also, some of the shell reefs have been really good, particularly if they are adjacent to deeper water. Fish know, you know, that colder weather is going to come at some point, and they're going to protect themselves. Shorelines, don't forget to watch the shorelines. Good reports continue to come in. For trout and redfish, with birds working closer to the shoreline. It's not always out in the middle of the bay. In Rockport, pods of bait have been moving and migrating, so the suggestion there is to drift shorelines and sloughs or around the apex of the reefs perpendicular to the shoreline for good results. In Baffin Bay, flounder have been excellent on jigs. In fact, flounder activity is pretty good, and Harold, this could be another year where those flounder will make a move toward passes, jetty areas, and stage.
Okay.
But if we don't get the cold weather, they may not go ahead and migrate out of the Bay Area, or there may be a significant number that stays in the Bay Area before, you know, without moving to the Gulf. Around Port Mansfield, the redfish have been shallow on the sand and mud flats where soft plastics and paddle tails have been very good. Down at South Padre, black drum have been good on crab around deeper structure. Reds have been good on the sand flats using fresh cut mullet or shrimp. And, of course, near shore, state waters,
yes,
red snapper.
Ah.
Got to go for them.
Okay.
Got to go for them. What's going on lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water, working jerk bait, spinners, and jigs in 3 to 5 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber near drop offs or creek channels. Conroe. Black bass are great with worms, spinners, topwaters, and an occasional live bait. Catch your numbers below docks and marinas and fish deep, structure for bigger fish. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on skirted jigs, crankbaits, and spinners near heavy timber, roadbeds, brushy points, and rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 14 to 25 feet and brush piles and timber near creek ledges or drop-offs. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on finesse worms, skirted jigs, and jerkbaits in 8 to 24 feet. Livingston. Black bass are good in the proximity of creeks and with fish attractors working shallow to deep. Creek structures out into the lake continue to hold the active bass on worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners working drops, creeks, and timber. White bass are fair working points in deep brush below 24 feet. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good when moving to different habitats throughout the day, with big fish available all day long. Jigging spoons are good deep below 20 feet, going down to 35. And Carolina rigworms are good between 12 and 23 feet, with some slow reeling on your part. Athens. Largemouth bass are good on perch-like crankbaits, spinners, and jigs working the creeks, brush piles, and brushy shorelines. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are good fishing creeks, ledges, shorelines with timber and shallow brush on. Bladed spinners, medium crankbaits, brown or orange craws, and jerkbaits. Belton. Black bass are good near rocky shorelines, creeks, and brushy outcrops on spinnerbaits, jigs, and topwater plugs. White bass are excellent on the main lake flats, humps, and drop-offs with slabs, jerkbaits, and swimbaits in 20 to 35 feet of water. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, jerkbaits, skirted jigs, and bladed spinners, fish near boat docks, points, creeks, and submerged brush. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs on bridge pilings, timber, and in brush piles. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good with live bait, slabs, and jigging spoons in 25 to 35 feet on main lake flats, slopes, ridges, and humps. Crappie are good on live minnows and jigs in brush piles and flooded timber in 14 to 25 feet. Tewakinee. Catfish are excellent on live bait, punch bait, cut bait, White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slabs with some fish schooling on the surface. Texoma. Striped and white bass are excellent on live shad and slabs. Diving birds are marking feeding schools on the surface throughout the Lake Whitney. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Stripers are good with live shad along the main lake river channel edges in 15 to 35 feet. Crappie are good with jigs and minnows in 14 to 25 feet near the creek channels and the brush piles.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way where Amistad Reservoir black bass are good working deeper structure like brush and points near the dam using square-billed crankbaits, topwaters, in shallow structure. Choke Canyon down around Three Rivers. Largemouth bass are good in creek channels on steep rock drops and shallow brush above 14 feet. Fish with crankbaits, worms, rattle traps, and spinnerbaits. To our friends down the Rio Grande Valley, if you're heading to freshwater, Falcon Reservoir is your option. And fishing's been somewhat inconsistent, with the best bets being crappie have been excellent in brush. People have been catching a decent amount of black bass while crappie fishing as well. Catfish are excellent hitting coves at their deepest using live bait and really stinky bait.
Oh, good.
Allen Henry, black bass are good when fishing timber, vegetation, rocks, and vegetation with spinners, plastic worms, and crankbaits. OH Ivy bass are good sticking to the fall and winter structure with drops and vegetation. Your best offering, worms and crankbaits.
Okie doke. Let's head to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with skirted jigs, pumpkin craws, bladed spinners, and shad or perch imitating crankbaits along the points, rock ledges, and the rocky shorelines. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait in 25 to 35 feet. Canyon. Striper fishing is excellent along the river channel with live bait. White bass are excellent on humps, flats, and ridges with slabs and jigging spoons. Smallmouth bass are good on swim baits and small cranks in 3 to 12 feet along rocky ledges and steep rocky shorelines. Medina, black bass are good fishing drops, rocks, and brush on worms, crankbaits, and spinners. Travis, largemouth bass are good with chatterbaits, swim baits, and black and white skirted jigs near boat docks, rock ledges, and points. Waco, largemouth bass are good on skirted jigs, jerkbaits, crankbaits near the creeks, brush, rocky shorelines, and coves. Crappie are good on minnows fishing brush piles around 13 to 20 feet.
On the hunting scene, most of our seasons have opened, and we're in the first split on the North Zone regular duck season that will go through December 5. Ditto that for the dusky duck season through February 14th, the West Zone light and dark goose season. South Zone regular duck season continues through November 29. Whitetail general deer season in North Texas, as well as the Rio Grande North Texas fall season through January 3. Whitetail general season in South Texas and the South Texas Rio Grande turkey fall season through January 17. High Plains Mallard Management Unit second split in the regular season through January 31, as well as the East Zone light and dark season. Quail season statewide, 254 counties through February 28.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So on, off, fuel, electric, what you got?
A little bit of both and gasoline.
Really?
Hey!
All right.
The 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer all-wheel drive RS. Smaller than the original Trailblazer, this is a compact SUV, seats five, but it is all-wheel drive with normal all-wheel and snow mode. Got to go and find some snow. The engine is a 1.3-liter turbocharged inline three-cylinder.
Three-cylinder?
Three-cylinder.
Wow.
Like my tractor.
Okay.
You know, so, okay, well, why not? 155 horsepower, 174 pound-feet of torque. Again, like I say, it's compact, but just cute as could be. Got a stop-start system, which I'm not crazy about, but you can override it. That's to save gas, you know.
Where it shuts down.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And those are better now than they used to be. Front and rear electric brakes. Hey! Trailing package comes with this thing. The rear seat is a 40-60 split and folds down, and the passenger seat folds flat, too, so you can put some pretty lengthy stuff in there if you have to. So that comes in handy. It's got some nice, a lot of LED lighting, including front fog lamps, automatic emergency braking, front pedestrian braking, lane keep assist with a lane departure warning for collision alert. A lot of good stuff. Optional on this one was a dual pane power sunroof, power hands-free lift gate, which is really handy, especially if you're trying to carry a cooler full of venison or something. Wireless charging, adaptive cruise control, memory card receptacle. You want to put your stuff in that thing and play with it while you're driving. Bose premium 7-speaker sound system. Inside rear view mirror with auto dimming, rear park assist, rear cross traffic alert, lane change alert, with side blind zone alert. Really, really loaded. I mean, well equipped. 26. This one had, I guess, about every option you could get. 32. 26 miles per gallon in the city, 30 on the highway. So you're looking at something small and handy, but can still bring home the bacon. Check it out. The 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer all-wheel drive RS.
Has anybody done a report or a study that says if you use that start-stop, your fuel efficiency will increase by this factor?
I'll have to get back to you on that, but yes, they have.
They have?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be curious.
Yeah.
I mean, as to...
I guess in normal driving, blah, 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 yeah, I'll have to check that.
Right, if you turn it off, you're going to,
Think about the start thing, but it doesn't start. They don't start like they used to. So you're not sitting there, boom. It just there it is. It's not like normally starting a car because you use more gas starting a car.
Okay.
Right. But these systems are so smooth. It's really almost seamless.
How about life of a starter?
I'll have to get to our unpaid research department on that one.
Okay. Well. Two questions. Okay. Make a note.
Mileage saving starter life, right? I am making a note.
All right, folks, you make a note as we're going to take a break, but we're coming back. We're going to be talking North American big game hunting with Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett Club.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1 year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we've been telling you that it's been dry, and we've got to be feeding Fortified Cottonseed
yes,
now.
Yes.
Here's a thought. Not only does it help the mama deer for the breeding cycle.
Right.
Bucks don't forage that much during the rut, but it's available when they do.
Right.
Think about the young bucks, okay? The yearlings, the 2-3-year-olds. We know that antler is the product of excess nutrients that does not go into their skeletal structure.
Right.
What you're feeding now is going to, you know, reap benefits in the future.
There you go.
Okay? So just keep that in mind. Get fortified cottonseed. Make it available year-round. For more information, go to fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And what I always like to say, raccoons and pigs don't like
that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about big critters, not only here in Texas, but all across North America. And the keeper of big game records for Boone and Crockett Club, Justin Spring, is joining us again. Hey, Justin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Glad to be on.
Absolutely. All right.
Yes, I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Justin,
I know that
this
you
is
do.
Harold. Well, because, you know, I know Bill likes to talk those trophies, but I don't want to put you on the spot. But give us just a brief history of the Boone and Crockett Club. I mean, we know who Boone and Crockett were, but they didn't start it. Somebody else did, didn't they?
Yep, it was started by Theodore Roosevelt in 1887. They were concerned with wildlife going extinct, and they formed an organization to ensure wildlife in the future. Everybody knows about our scoring system. That was actually started as a way to gauge wildlife management successes and failures.
All right. With that, that is the oldest conservation group in North America. It's where things started. And with the Boone and Crockett Club, y'all are chronicling native North American game. You're not getting into exotics. It has to be native game that you all are recognizing in your books and in the records, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
All right. There's two books. There's the all-time, and then there's the record book. What's the difference between the two?
So basically what happened is conservation's been so successful that we could not limit all of the noteworthy trophies to a single book. It just got unmanageable. So we decided to start doing two books where you have an awards book and then an all-time book. So the awards book, the minimum scores for awards is where, that is the minimum entry for Boone and Crockett. The all-time is just an arbitrary number that we set just to have that one book every 6 years. So, you know, for typical white-tailed deer, for example, 160 inches is the minimum score per entry.
Okay. And that is for the record book, or did you say all-time?
That is Boone and Crockett record. The all-time book, that's just an arbitrary number. So anytime we're asking, we're talking about minimums, it's 160 inches for a Boone and Crockett, typical white-tail.
Okay. What happened to the 170 number?
Again, like I said, that's just that all-time book that we do every 6 years. All of our calculations and everything are off that 160. That's one of the biggest misconceptions we have out there, is it takes 170 to make Boone and Crockett.
Yeah, that's what I had always thought. To make the all-time, but you're saying 160 puts you in the book. In the record book.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep, that'll go online. That is kept for eternity. 160 inches is our minimum score.
Gotcha.
Well, that'd be a real big book. is that something that's available online for people to check those things out?
Yeah, there is. We actually, Boone and Crockett just launched a new website that you could jump on and check out, boone-crockett.org. There's a trophy search on there, which is access to the exact database that I spend my day working in.
Let me tell you what, let me compliment whoever the web designer was. Lots of information. Mm-hmm. The website is loaded. Again, boone-crockett. Don't forget, Crockett has two T's, .org. And you can go in and search by county, classic trophy search, trophy combinator. I mean, there's all sorts of entries. And there's a lot more information available from Boone and Crockett. Mm-hmm. But, Justin, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so we need to take a break. If you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Justin Spring, Director of Big Game Records, Boone and Crockett Club, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Justin Spring, Boone and Crockett Club's Director of Big Game Records, and we were talking about the new website, boone-crockett.org, and all the information that's there. Justin, years ago, when I got interested in trophies and understanding what's big, you know, started looking around, and one of the first things I did was look at the score chart to understand, based on Boone and Crockett scoring, and of course, there's the gross number, and then there is a net number of deductions for asymmetrical antler growth. I started looking to get some idea, and ever since then, I've been carrying a quarter-inch tape around with me measuring any antlers I see. I mean, is that a good place to start?
Yeah, no, it's a great place. I mean, our scoring calculators walk you through, you know, how to do it, and, you know, always remember that, you know, the attributes that we're trying to measure are a sign of a healthy, mature specimen. So, you know, a lot of times those abnormal points or broken tines or whatnot are caused by some stressor. So, you know, Boone and Crockett systems out there trying to recognize the healthiest, most mature, you know, male specimens of the species, and that's what our system's looking at.
Yeah, Justin, what are some of the rules? I mean, you know, like, you know, high fence, fair chase, low fence, no fence, whatever. I mean, what are some of the parameters?
So, I mean, basically speaking, in terms of the high fence, we are trying to gauge native North American big game wildlife populations. And so something behind the fence that cannot immigrate or emigrate basically is not part of the overall population. So for our records program, we only look at the native free-ranging game of the continent, you know. You know, other rules, it has to be taken in fair chase. I mean, it was fair chase was a thing that was started to save wildlife, and, you know, it's just as important today for the future of hunting, so it stays favorable in folks' eyes that maybe don't hunt themselves but are okay with it.
Okay, well, aside from, you know, somebody's ego like Olson with his moose, I remember that picture, but aside from that, what is the benefit? I mean, obviously, you're gathering a tremendous amount of information. So, you know, who benefits this? How does this help out the hunters and the population?
Well, overall, I mean, for example, Arkansas did an analysis of some antler restrictions, and then they took their data and they compared it to what they saw, you know, for Boone and Crockett entries. You know, we make this data set available to managers. The other thing is, you know, a few years ago we had a, you know, big drop in it for Wisconsin whitetail. And, you know, Wisconsin was very concerned when we looked, and it was the whole upper Midwest. So it gives the wildlife managers the ability to say, is this just our state? Is this a whole region? You know, and you know, a drop in trophies doesn't, we can't say, oh, this is clearly because of this, but that overall data set serves as, you know, as a warning system, basically, so we can say, hey, something's happening in this part of the country, and, you know, in this ecoregion And then wildlife managers can look at that and make sure that, you know, overall conservation practices are the best that they can be for wildlife.
Well, those of us, including you, Justin, me, others that look at for big things, we're kind of wired differently. We're poring over numbers, you know, and we're looking for trends of either where there is a decline in the number of recent trophies or an increase in trophies. And that's some of the information that may take a little extrapolation, you know, to figure that out. But that's part of the information of the data that you all collect, right?
That is correct, yeah.
All right. We talk about whitetails here in Texas. Of course, we've got typical, you mentioned. Non-typical, there's a little different scoring factor because that adds in non-typical points, abnormal points, stickers, some people call them. But there's also a symmetry to it as well when you figure the net score, right?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, every deer out there has a typical and a non-typical score. There's absolutely no difference in the way they're scored. The only difference in those two categories is how it's added up. And as you mentioned, in the non-typical category, all those abnormal points are those that fall outside the typical, you know, expression of an antler that a whitetail may have are added into the score, whereas in the typical category, those additional abnormal times are taken away.
On the website, boone-crockett.org, I was perusing it and really, really, really pleased to see some of the information that was available. But there was something, and I think it was maybe Craig Boddington that did some things on various scores. What makes up the major portion of a score for a whitetail or an elk or a moose? And that's another good starting point to understand how each of the components are weighted in the overall score.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, that's a lot of great information on there that is available. I mean, especially moose. That's a category that a lot of people, you know, the first time they go moose hunting, that they're not nearly as widely distributed as a whitetail. And you know, it can be hard for somebody to see that first moose standing out there. And is that really a big one, or is it just a normal moose, which is still huge?
Yeah, true, because you've got, and I don't know what the numbers are. You probably do. I mean, like Alaska, there's a minimum.
Yeah, well, there's three different moose. There's Alaska, which is the biggest.
But a minimum on spread.
Not on spread, a minimum score, you know.
Well,
what he's talking about, Alaska, you actually, there's many units that it has to be 50 inches wide to be legal for a non-resident to harvest.
Very good. All right. Last year when we talked, if I remember correctly, I had come back from Northwest Territories and you were heading to Canada on a muskox hunt, right?
Yeah, we went up to Nunavut, and that was a pretty amazing trip.
Well, and there's an animal that is scored somewhat differently, and you really probably hadn't seen, maybe you have seen quite a few, but they're not widely distributed, and you had to figure out what's big, what's not.
Right.
How did you go about evaluating something like a muskox?
You know, I'd looked at a lot of photographs, and I actually told myself, do not shoot the first one you see. You're going to be disappointed. Well, turns out the first one we saw ended up being a Boone and Crockett muskox. So I only got to look at one.
Hey, well, that's not too bad. Books, lots of great books. Y'all have I just got my Fair Chase issue, the current one, with the bighorn sheep on the cover. Beautiful, great information there. For folks that want to become more involved with Boone and Crockett, get the Fair Chase magazine and have access to some of this information. How do we get involved?
You know, again, the website's a great place. You can sign up as an associate member. They get the magazine, and those funds go to support our mission. And you know, one thing a lot of people forget about, you know, Boone and Crockett, first and foremost, is a conservation organization. So, you know, the majority of our times and efforts go into, you know, things way beyond just flagging the biggest, you know, deer from Texas, for example. I mean, we're working on the national scale. We're working in D.C. We've got things going all over the place. University programs, making sure wildlife students, you know, are taught the North American model, and the current model of funding stays forefront of mind as they're coming into the agency. So, you know, it's a great chance for you to read about this stuff in our magazine, support the cause by being an associate, and love to have you part of the team.
Tell you what, that is, you know, that's a great invitation. It really is. Folks, the website's new. You can spend a lot of time, a lot of information. Again, the website, boone-crockett.org. And, you know, spend some time, get involved. I mean, become a member. That's the best thing you can do.
Absolutely.
Knowledge, hey, you know, that's going to put you way ahead. Justin, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News. Have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Yeah, same to you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Justin. Friends, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, man, we've still got some seasons that are opening.
Indeed we do. November 21 to 29 is the Mule Deer General Season. Boy, those turkeys run fast this time of year, don't they? Anyway, that's the Southwestern Panhandle. It's 15 counties. November 21, December 6, Mule Deer General Season, 40 counties in the Panhandle. November 27, hey, it's Thanksgiving. So reflect on our great country and the great state of Texas and friends. You can still hunt Thanksgiving morning if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowed. Okay, November 27, December 13, Mule Deer General Season, Trans-Pecos. November 27, December 13, Mule Deer General Season, Brewster, Pecos, and Terrell Counties. And November 27, January 31, Sandhill Crane Season. On all these things, check the Texas Parks and Wildlife website to catch up on that, because there's a lot of stuff to try to remember. But once you figure out where you're going to hunt, then load up your family and all your stuff in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a interesting year so far. And great information from Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett.
Right.
Hey, if folks, if you're traveling and you happen to get to Missoula, I'll just stop by Boone and Crockett. It's pretty neat office and
there's
space.
There's a lot of neat stuff in Missoula.
Yeah, Elk Foundation. Yeah, right. You know, I mean, you can spend some time there. It's definitely conservation corner, if you will.
Absolutely.
So what do you got coming up?
Writers of America is there, too. Well, of course, we've got the holidays. I'm still trying to figure out what's happening. You know, kids are going to come in, then the kids aren't going to come in. You didn't invite me over, so.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to go see my son or he's coming to see me.
Right,
so.
Yeah, I know. And you know, it's just be careful because even if it's your family, okay, everybody, you wash your hands, wear your masks, stuff like that, because it's just, you know, not very thankful if somebody winds up catching it. At the dinner table, you know, you need to be careful out there. Don't let it spoil your celebration, of course, but just still got to be a little careful, I think.
Use common sense.
Absolutely. That's
you know, know who you're going to be around and what their habits are and whether or not they're taking risk. And if they are, then protect yourself accordingly,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But, this is a time to truly – be thankful and reflect.
Yeah.
And, man, I remember Thanksgiving past of times hunting. I mean, we would do
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving Day.
Absolutely.
But then the rest of the week and weekend, it was we were in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, no better time.
But usually a long nap that afternoon.
And plenty of leftovers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, yeah, it's a wonderful time of year. And, of course, as you and I get older, it seems like the days fly back, you know, by a lot faster. I sure want this year to get over with.
Yeah, I know. And that's something as you get older you don't usually wish for.
It's
for time to go more quickly.
Right.
But, looking forward to 2021. But we still got
in a new attitude.
2020.
Yeah, we do. And it's got to get better, okay?
Definitely.
Anyway, like we say, though, friends, just, you know, be careful. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. All the shows are there. They're archived. You can find us at Stitcher Smart Radio, YouTube, Facebook. You know, and get Facebook. You see, like us. That helps build the audience, and we want to spread this word about how great it is here in the good old U.S. of A. and, of course, the great state of Texas. Remember, when you're out there in the woods or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Happy Thanksgiving.